Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because most objects in the universe move at a uniform pace, any acceleration is bound to catch the attention of astronomers. Victoria Caspi, associate professor of physics at McGill University, examines a recently discovered behavior exhibited by some neutron stars.
You've probably heard of the ultra-dense objects in space known as black holes, but what about the next densest objects, neutron stars? These exotic stellar bodies are left behind after massive stars die and explode. A typical neutron star packs as much mass as 500,000 Earths within a diameter of just 20 kilometers. One type of neutron star is called a magnetar. A magnetar's magnetic field is so powerful that if one were located at the distance of the moon, it could wipe clean a credit card magnetic strip here on Earth. The internal structure of neutron stars is a long-standing puzzle. The matter inside them is subject to forces so intense that we can't recreate them in laboratories on Earth. Neutron stars also rotate very rapidly, often many times per second. Sometimes a star's rotation suddenly speeds up, an event known as a glitch. These spin-up glitches may indicate that these ultra-dense objects contain some form of liquid, likely a superfluid. Our research group last year discovered a surprising new phenomenon. Using NASA's Swift X-ray telescope, McGill graduate student Rob Archibald observed a magnetar suddenly rotate slower. Along with the sudden slowdown, which we dubbed an anti-glitch, we detected a large increase in the X-ray output of the magnetar, telltale evidence of a major event inside or near the surface of the star. The anti-glitch strongly suggests pockets of superfluid rotating at different speeds inside the star. We hope this discovery will help scientists better understand interiors of these amazing objects and understand the nature of matter in extreme environments.
That was Victoria Caspi of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.